Zoe Lyons Nieves once again to bring us into our talk. So take it away, Zoe.
Good morning, Lady of New York. I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I sat quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice, that I could trust my heart and speak my voice. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. It held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake the ground. It held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger, the fighter, dancing through the fire. Cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion. Cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar. You're gonna hear me roar. Now I'm floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I earned my stripes. I went from zero to my own hero. It held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake the ground. It held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger, the fighter, dancing through the fire. Cause I am a champion, and you're
as much power as anyone who had ever lived on this planet or ever will be? What if you knew this unequivocally? That you, in fact, had the power to not only manifest, but to live the life that you've always dreamed, that you've always imagined? And what if, in fact, you chose then to co-create your life for good? That you chose to live from your highest spiritual self, knowing the truth about yourself, that you are a spiritual being living in a spiritual universe that is governed by spiritual law. Isn't this like a miraculous divine idea? I wanted to bring this to you today because it's exactly what I've been working on in my own life. And I'm struck by the fact that every time I look out in our media and the news cycle, that we're hearing everything opposite of that. What we're hearing is that everything's going to hell, that The stock market is down, and for some reason that's supposed to decide our happiness. But I'm here to say that there's something bigger, there's something grander, there is something more expansive about you, and that you have access and in fact are, you are a force to be reckoned with, that you have this tremendous spiritual power, and that you have the ability to co-create your life. You have the ability to co-create your life. So I want you to imagine that you have as much power as anyone who has ever been on this planet or ever will be. Just let yourself go into this childlike naivete, believing this. The scriptures tell us it is done unto you as you believe. So think about that. I have as much power as anyone who has ever lived on this planet or ever will be. This means you have access to infinite abundance. This means that you can decide to change your life, and in fact, you will change. It means you can decide to stop doing the things that make you unhappy and start doing the things that make you happy and bring you joy. It means that you can have a relationship that works all the time. It means you can have work that is fulfilling. It means that you can get your needs met. Because as you align with God, as you remember your true self, you will realize that you are, or rather as you align with your true self, you will realize you have been out of alignment with this idea. So what we want to help you do today is remember. In other words, gather those parts back. Gather those aspects of self back, that back to that place where you know, I am a spiritual being living in a spiritual universe that is governed by spiritual law, and I have the power to change my life for the better. I have the power to choose new ways of being. I have the power to choose new ways of thinking. I have the power to choose my next steps. I have the power to manifest those things I'm wanting to manifest, those opportunities I want to have come forward for me, the level of income I want to be embracing, that relationship that I've always thought is way out there. I'm actually going to remember and affirm that it's here now because I'm a spiritual being living in a spiritual universe governed by spiritual law, and therefore I have the power to create my life and my world. I want you to say with me, I am a powerful co-creator. Let's say that together. I am a powerful co-creator. Even allowing yourself to say that, you have set something in motion. I am a powerful co-creator. I am a spiritual being living in a spiritual universe that is governed by spiritual law. I am a spiritual being living in a spiritual universe that is governed by spiritual law. Imagine breathing that in. This is the truth of who you are. This is the truth of who I am. The title of today's message, friends, is It Works. It works. What I'm speaking of when I say the words it works is that sometimes we forget the power we have to create the life that we want. And what I know, there was this old pamphlet, I mean, it must have been 100 years ago written, and that was the name of the old Unity pamphlet, It Works. The ideas held in that pamphlet are very simply, if we can dream it, if we can conceive it, as the great Muhammad Ali says, if we can conceive it, then we can achieve it, right? And there are some steps. But first, I wanted to share with you, if you're taking notes today, the title is It Works, number one. That number one point would be the problem. The problem. Write that down. The problem. So what I've noticed about wonderful Unity people is we never want to admit there's a problem. We say, no, I am the isness of the allness of the oneness. There's no problem. I know I'm a perfect child of God. And what happens is we remain in this kind of spiritual bypass land where we don't even know where we are. So friends, if you can't admit that in life, if you're not where you want to be, that there's a problem, I actually feel bad for you. Because if you can't admit there's a problem, there's going to be no healing in your future. So the problem, number one, the problem. This is why I'm stating this. We have to admit there's something out of alignment to know where it is we want to go. You have to know where you are to know how to get to where you want to go. So I want to give you a moment to just get honest with who you are and what is going on right at this moment. So we do know that you are a spiritual being living in a spiritual universe that's governed by spiritual law, and yet we're all living here right now in this human condition. This human condition is called life on life's terms, which means we have developed, as we've grown, a personality. This personality is rooted in the mind, and it's rooted in the third dimensional consciousness. In Jesus's ministry, he called this the world when he said, "Be ye in the world, but not of the world." What he was meaning is, don't live at this third dimension consciousness of up, down, right, wrong, what the mystics have called the land of the opposites. Well, friends, the problem is, as we've grown and developed, we've learned at the level of the mind or the level of the personality how to get love, how to get needs met. And what I'm saying is there's something grander and more expansive about you. And yet, we have to deal with what is going on in the personality. In other words, the personality or the problem is your false identity. And what all the news reports are telling us, what every magazine and every newspaper is saying, in fact, is that what? Well, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you, and we buy into that, and we try to get more stuff, and we try to look good, and we stay in our denial. We spend money we don't have. We try to convince everybody everything's okay, and all the time we're doing that, all we're doing is reinforcing the false identity, and we get further and further away from the realization of our spiritual nature and our spiritual power. So as you think about your life right now, I want you to simply be in discernment about what is something that is giving you a struggle right now. The struggle could be an addiction that you've never really dealt with. The struggle could be relational, that you're not able to draw to yourself the kind of relationship that you so desire. The struggle could be financial, that you're never able to make the amount of income that would really support your lifestyle. So think about that, get clear with that. And notice how the identification with the personality self, with the mind, is so keeping you in those limiting beliefs. Because if there is a problem, chances are what most of us have done, if we're living at the level of the personality, is we have been historically looking for someone to blame. One of the great Unity ministers, Reverend Jack Boland, who was big into recovery, he would often say, "I was looking for somebody to blame, and I was surprised when the blame belonged to me." This is a sobering thought. He also said the words, if you don't know that there's a problem, he actually said, "I feel sorry for you because you're never going to heal." So think about this. What have you been dancing around that's really up for you to heal? What have you been dancing around that's really up for you to heal? And everything I'm saying today, the temptation may be to say, oh, I know what their problem is, or I know what their problem is. And what I'm hoping you'll do is come back to yourself and say, what does this have to do with me and my spiritual journey? Because I want you, friends, to be empowered to shift your journey into a journey of healing rather than looking for someone to blame. And the only way that we do that is remembering our true nature and by taking 100% responsibility for our lives. And that's number two. So if number one was the problem, number two is the power. The power. I want you, my hope for you, my desire for you is that you will look deeply in your very own heart and soul and begin to say, where have I given away my true power? Where have I been out of alignment with my true self? Where have I missed living from this divine energy that is mine to use, to heal, to move forward, to manifest? How have I given this power away? Most often, how we give our power away is our thoughts, our beliefs about ourselves. And this comes back to redefining, reconnecting with what we understand as the soul and what we understand as the personality. I want to repeat, I want to impress upon you the importance in living from soul because of how that ignites your spiritual power. When we're living at the level of personality, we are looking for someone to blame. When we're living at the level of personality, we are sometimes self-blaming to the point of shaming ourselves. When there is some degree of, yes, personal responsibility, but shaming ourselves is not going to help either. Oftentimes, if we come from dysfunctional households, what the behavior can be is since no one as adults, no one outside of us is shaming us, we tend to do it from the inside. You know, that's part of that wounded child that resides in there if there's parts we haven't dealt with. So what we seek to do is become conscious, become aware of how our thoughts and feelings, our beliefs, our ideas are getting in the way of this spiritual power. And rather than shaming ourselves, simply looking at it, simply becoming aware and saying, I desire to heal from this place. I desire to go from here to here, right? Which is why we want to be mindful of what is it we are wanting? What is it we are needing? Because what I know is that this idea that our thoughts and feelings create our reality is a good one. In short, I would say it works. It works. So we want to be conscious about what our thoughts, our feelings, our beliefs and ideas are telling us right now about ourselves. How are we limiting ourselves by our thoughts and feelings? How are we limiting ourselves by the people we're surrounding ourselves with? And friends, it's a great way to know proof positive what your consciousness is look at the people you're surrounding yourself with. Are these people positive? Are they lifting you up? Are they taking responsibility for their lives? Or are they looking for somebody to blame? Are they saying how bad life is? Now, we all have our moments. But by and large, your friends are going to be reflective of the energy you're holding about yourself. Sometimes those things you're holding in consciousness about yourself are completely unconscious, right? So we want to look around ourselves, look at our friends and say, what is this person reflecting back and realizing this is an indication, in fact, of what we may be holding about ourselves. So again, if number one is the problem, number two is the power. We want to begin to access our spiritual power to right these inner wrongs. If you are a student of the 12 steps, it's called a searching and fearless moral inventory. There are times where we even go and make amends I'm saying this is true for all of us, no matter where we may be on our journey, whether we've ever been in a room of called Alcoholics Anonymous, or whether we are in a therapeutic journey of healing a wounded psyche. There is something for you to recover, remember, and yes, heal. I want you to remember, friends, that you have the power to heal. That within you is this dynamic spiritual power that is greater than anything you've ever experienced, and that you are far more than what the world tells you. In other words, you are more than your age. You are more than your weight or your hair color or your income. That there's something grandiose actually about you. And that is, you have access and you are in fact made of this incredible spiritual power. Sometimes it is a brand new thought about ourselves that helps us remember this truth. A very simple one is, I co-create my life with God. I co-create my life with God. I co-create my life with God. Life does not happen to me, but through me. It is my spiritual power that creates the life I want to live. It works. It works. And believing that. Unity's first principle says there's one presence and one power, God, the good omnipotence. Our second power is so much like it. It says what? That we know this power lives in us and we call it the Christ. And then that third principle is about the law of mind action, which says basically the thoughts that we hold in mind reproduce after their kind. The way I learned this third principle is we believe that life works according to the law of mind action, which if you've studied any of the Eastern teachings, is the law of cause and effect. In our own Bible, it's called the law of giving and receiving. Some teachings call it the law of circulation. In other words, whatever we hold most, whatever we give most, whatever we do most, whatever thoughts we hold is exactly what we receive. So sometimes it takes a great deal of courage to do the work I'm talking about. Because first we have to admit there's a problem. Then the good news is we get to face that problem from our place of spiritual power. And this is very, very exciting to me because it puts us in the driver's seat of our receiving. Isn't this amazing? So number one, the problem. Number two, the power. Number three, the purpose. Friends, what I absolutely, undeniably believe is that the one presence and the one power God has a purpose to live in and through your very life. That if you're here on planet Earth right now at such a time of tremendous change and transformation and seeing these old ways of living and working dying away, that this new energy is coming forward, I absolutely have to believe you're a part of that energy coming forward on planet Earth at this time. So you have this incredible, incredible divine purpose to live. My hope for you, my prayer for you, is that you do begin to do this deeper soul work where you're saying, wait, am I living from the personality right now? Or am I living from soul? Because if I keep bumping up against old ways of being, if I keep bumping up against these aspects of myself that are less than what I want to be, then I'm going to do the spiritual work to remember my true nature. I'm going to begin to look at my thoughts. I'm going to begin to bring new thoughts in, new energy in, so that I can live that purpose in the world. And one of the key ways I know of doing that is taking a little bit of time every single morning to tap into spirit. It's so simple. My practice in the mornings is to do a very simple journaling process. I say a journaling process. It's quick note taking. And then to breathe deeply for 50 breaths. Can you imagine? Something so simple being so transformative. Even now in this moment, I'm standing in an empty sanctuary, talking to a phone to bring you a message. And yet I know I'm connected to all that is. I know I'm connected with you at Unity of New York because my heart feels it, my soul knows it, and it literally brings me joy. I can't even hide it. I know this by taking one deep breath. Would you try that now? Would you just take one breath with me? And notice how that breath moves you into your heart. Notice how that breath releases the anxiety and the fears of the mind. Notice how that breath centers you in your body, and that your body begins to relax and your mind begins to still. And it's from this place of connection, this place of knowing our connection with all that is, this place of knowing our spiritual power, that truly we can live a life on purpose, that truly we can begin to manifest all the good the universe has for us. It is from this place that we know we have as much spiritual power as anyone who's ever lived on this planet or ever will be. It is from this place where we know I am a spiritual being living in a spiritual universe that is governed by spiritual law. So friends, as you go throughout your week this week, I hope as life starts to happen, you remember, you know what? I'm a co-creator with God. I can choose differently. I'm a co-creator with God. I'm going to love myself in the midst of this challenge. I'm a co-creator with God. I'm going to call on my spiritual power. I'm a co-creator with God. I'm going to live my purpose today. This is my hope. This is my prayer for all of us as we are living this journey we call life. I want you to know, dear friends, that I am lifting you in prayer, that I'm supporting your journey, and I'm always honored to be with you. Blessings on the journey, dear friend, and I hope to see you again very soon.
I need to look deep inside, because that's where I find
the power, the power, the power inside of me.
Yeah. I got the power.
What if you knew that you had as much power as anyone who had ever lived on this planet or ever will be? That you have this tremendous spiritual power, and that you have the ability to co-create your life.
I got the power, you got the power, we got the power.
I got the power, you got the power, we got the power.
Over now, until you get it.
I got the power, you got the power, we got the power.
That you have this tremendous spiritual power, and that you have the ability to co-create your life.
So as you become quiet and still, take a moment, breathe, become fully aware of your body, your mind, and as you breathe more deeply, you'll move into the soul. Breathe and know that this presence, this power, this energy this holiness, the sacred self, is known in, through, and as you. And we know, we affirm with you and for you that you are this one power, that in fact you are meant for great things. So we see you breathing, moving into a state of relaxation and awareness. It's a relaxed attention, breathing, sensing, knowing that wherever you are, God is. What if I could remember that the presence and power of God that is here now is lifting me into a new way of being, a new way of living in the world. As you breathe, I'm sure your attention is already in your heart. And simply allow yourself to open to the love and light that you are. As you breathe, you may even want to say to your mind, body, and soul, "The light of love guides me. The light of love guides me." And as you breathe this idea more deeply in, you will begin to feel that your body is awakened to this light and love that you are, that you're literally breathing away and burning away all falsehoods, that your beliefs, that your limiting thoughts are burned away with the light of God and cleansed with the love of God. As you affirm, "The light of love guides me. The light of love guides me." As you rest in a moment of silence, be still. Be still. And allow Holy Spirit, divine energy in you, do its perfect work as you simply rest and know your true nature. I affirm with you and for you, "The light of love guides me." And so as you know this truth, I invite you to enfold anyone in your life in need of prayer or healing. Feel free to speak those names softly, knowing God already knows every need and every desire of these hearts and our hearts. We affirm goodness, wholeness, peace, healing on all levels. And as we bring our attention back into this time, back into this place, we affirm, "The light of love guides me." And as we become present to this time and this place, we bring this idea with us. Wherever we are, God is. The light of love guides me. That is the truth, and so it is. Amen.
Destiny, you remind me I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. I knew that we were all one right away. All right away. At first sight, I felt the energy of sun rays. I saw the life inside your eyes. The shine bright, you and I. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. I too. We'll never die. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see, fulfilling your destiny. You remind me I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. At first sight, I felt the energy of sun rays. I saw the life inside your eyes. Diamonds in the sky, eye to eye, so alive. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond. Shining bright like a diamond, beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond. Diamond, beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.